Hello, everybody. I hope you are doing great. I am Maria. You are listening to the Creators Council Show. This is a show developed by Kevin Touch. He asked me to co-host the show a while ago, and I have been going a little crazy, trying to help as many people as I can creating episodes here today. Today, I'm going to be sharing some of the call-ins that came in based on the analytics episode number 61. These are some call-ins, and then we're going to get right to it, and we're going to talk about some new stuff with the analytics that is going on. Craziness. Here we go.
Hey, Maria, how are you? It's Rare Todd. I dropped off the face of the earth for a while. Not really liking the analytics because they show how few listeners I have. Ever since Spotify came along, my listenership has dropped to like... since February, I've had 10 listeners, and it's April, and I used to be getting like 60, and which still isn't a lot either, but I was happy I had some kind of audience. Now I don't have anybody, hardly. It's probably just random people pressing play, wondering what the hell I'm talking about. So, thanks for the call. Hope you're doing well. Take care, Maria. Okay, bye.
Hi, much for giving me a call. Hey, I did check out to see which ones were my top episodes, and the first one was The Gift of Finding God's Love, Guilt and Shame Turned Into My Shine, the one about the book. That was the first one that just really turned out a lot of listeners. And then the second one was the anniversary of, you know, podcasting for a year. That one did extremely well. And then the third one was about domestic violence. I try to see exactly which title it was, but that one was the third one. Those are the three highest ones. So I was like, okay, wow. So thank you so much for asking and putting it in with you guys. I hope you guys are all doing well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, Maria. It's Matt here from the Greatness Everyday podcast. I agree with you that the analytics are awesome, and for sure, the fact that you're able to see kind of what your top episodes are on mobile, that is great. That's something I've really enjoyed being able to look at. The fact that you can see a breakdown of the countries that people are listening to you and is great. And perhaps my favorite update, though, is just the ability to go ahead and see how many regular users you have, which is really what would probably be equivalent to like a subscriber amount or a follower amount on the different social media platforms. And if you're looking at that, these are like your regular listeners is what I'm interpreting that as. So that's something that really kind of gives you a good idea of who's listening to you regularly and all the time. And you want to get that number as high as possible. Thanks a lot and have a great day.
Hey, Maria. So I'm just now getting to my audio messages on my Anchor. I keep forgetting to check it because I don't always get a notification that I have it, that I have messages on here. So I might need to go to some settings and change some things around. But what? Handcuffed. I need to go back and see what's going on because that is some tea that you just spilled and I'm thirsty. So, and thank you so much for calling in and checking in. I'm doing pretty good. My podcast is doing better. I finally decided to buckle down and keep my content incessant. So every Friday I have been posting, and thus far it's been pretty good for the past, I think, 4 or 5 weeks that I've been able to stick to it. So knock on wood, hopefully I can continue to do so. But yes, you and I definitely need to get together to do a podcast. All right, girl. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so very much for messaging in, Rare Todd. Tanika from God's Gift Through His Word, and Matt from Greatness Every Day. And that last call-in was from Professionally Silly.
handcuffs. Oh, yeah, she was talking about Wacky Wednesday over on the Strong Body, Strong Soul show recently. And, yeah, watch out for those Wacky Wednesdays over there. We're talking about some nudity, actually, this week. Anyway, as far as the analytics go, yeah, they keep changing. They definitely keep changing. And the new ones, I love it that I can look at them on my mobile device. Now, the next two messages that I have here are from Miss Eileen and Dwan from the Fried Oreo Show. And I did play these messages already in another episode. I think that episode number 61. But I'm going to play them again because they belong with these other messages. And then I'll be back and I'm going to sound a little different. Let's see if you notice.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Miss Eileen. From Miss Eileen Presents The Anchor Show. It's a show all about Anchor. And I'm calling into the Creators Council to give you my three top episodes based on these stats that I'm seeing inside of the Anchor app. Number one, your Anchor Show is now listed on Spotify with 255 listens. Next, introducing the new Anchor course with 202 listens. And last but not least, one of my favorite episodes, it's called Podcasters Cannot Be Denied. And that has 198 listens. Thanks so much, and I hope to talk to you guys.
Hello, the Creators Council. This is Dewan and only of Fried Oreo Radio. And I want to call in about my top three episodes because there's a theme here. And this is what the analytics have shown me for the better to improve my station. And they are as follows. Number one is a phone emoji, which is call-ins. That's followed by Meta Monday 002. And then I have Peaking Permutations, episode one. Yeah, it's pretty wild. it's so old. But anyway, these have all been deleted because I deleted a lot of my old episodes to make way for new episodes. But they all talk about Anchor and, you know, podcasting philosophy. So this is something that I took from this and wanted to implement more into future endeavors with Anchor. So, yeah, that's what I learned from the analytics.
Wow, what insightful comments, Dwan. That's amazing. That's right. If you guys have been listening to the Fried Oreo lately, you know that he's kind of switched gears lately, and he is trying to help people in a more powerful way. And I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. By the way, did you notice the audio quality change? Oh, yeah. I could do an episode here on this particular Creators Council show soon about mic quality. I did an episode on Strong Body, Strong Soul today. Today is Tuesday, and I'm starting to do episodes on Tuesdays called Techie Tuesdays. Yes, I love helping people. I love helping people use their voices in the most effective, most powerful way they can in their lives. I am a personal trainer and I am a meditation teacher. And it's turning out that I'm kind of a podcaster too. By the way, do you know that episode number 61 on this particular show, Creators Council, was one of the highlights in Pod News Magazine? It's an online publication. And we were featured last week. That episode number 61 was considered one of the top episodes here at the Creators Council show. See what happens when you help a friend out? Kevin Touch asked me just to help over here, and people seem to be liking it. So thank you, everybody. But one of the things that Pod News did was analyze the audio quality, and they did some decibel testing on the episode itself, and they said my volume was a little bit too low. It's been working. It's fine. But right now, I'm on a PowerWise mic. It's a lapel mic that I use when I do YouTube videos. So I just wanted to give you guys a little sampling of what it sounds like. I went ahead in today's episode on Strong Body, Strong Soul, and I tested a couple of different mics. And I can't drag those segments over to this show for you to hear. But if you're interested in that kind of stuff, go ahead and check out Techie Tuesday on Strong Body, Strong Soul. Otherwise, analytics. Let's get back to that topic for this particular episode here. I want to go back to what Rare Todd was saying about his listeners. It looked like he had about 60 on average before, and now he has about 10. Do you know that on two different devices just today, on my iPad, it says I have a certain number of total plays, and it has says I have a pretty high number at 75 estimated average listens. But on my iPhone, the total number of plays is much higher, but the estimated listens dropped down to 19. So, there you go. Don't trust the analytics. Not with those numbers. I do really enjoy seeing the analytics on my device. I love seeing the countries that are listening to my show. I love seeing the number go up. While it is true that only Anchor listeners can message into the show here, I know that the majority of listeners are outside of the Anchor app and they're not able to message in, and that's okay. I also have to say that the number of total listens on my show keeps going up drastically. I don't know what's going on. I'm so flattered and humbled and excited. But the number on each episode is not very high. So I'm not sure where all these people are coming from. I'm not sure how the analytics work. Just like Professionally Silly just said, keep incessantly broadcasting. Do it for you. Do it to make your life more enriched through the podcast experience. And just like Dwan was talking about, do it to help other people. It's the interaction. It's the connection. That's the fun part. It used to be more of a social network platform, this anchor.fm. And it's getting away from that a lot. But that's okay because we can make friends with each other. We can connect across other social media platforms. Facebook is a great place to be. If you don't know about them, there are two awesome anchor-based Facebook groups. One is called Anchor Voices. That one is specifically to market your podcast. That one is a closed group, so I'm sorry if you're not on Anchor, you can't get in there. But it's a great place to post your episodes to other Anchor content creators and mix it up, find people to collaborate if you want. Anchors A Wave is the other group that I really enjoy. They are more of a technical nature. Miss Eileen's on there, Barbara KB, Avi Uniglick, a lot of great people are there. That is not a place to promote your podcast. That is a place to get help from other users. I also want to let you know that Strong Body, Strong Soul, of course, has a Facebook page that's designed to meet the needs of my own listeners on Strong Body, Strong Soul. Now, I also created a Facebook page a long time ago called Maria's Techie Tips because I do find that I'm kind of a rebel and I'm not as high level techie as some of other people out here. So I created that Facebook, Maria's Techie Tips, to share my more remedial insights for some. So have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. Keep using your voice out here, and I'll be right back. Thanks once again for hanging out on the show today. This is the Creators Council. If you have a moment, please take the time to give a review or a 5-star rating on whatever platform you happen to be tuning into the show from. I want to thank all of the great people that message in today. Go check any of them out. Sometimes the only way to find other shows is by listening to messages like that and hearing their voices and seeing if you resonate with them. All of them are great. I am Maria, just in case you forgot. My show out here in the world is Strong Body, Strong Soul. And by the way, this is another mic test. I am on the PowerWise mic right now. But since I have this music back here, you can't hear my dog walking around. Did you hear him in the background on the last segment there? When I had no music, you could hear his little nails on the hardwood floor. That was Mac. Sometimes I talk about him on my Instagram page. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Thanks for hanging out and keep coming back. I'll talk to you later. Bye. By the way, make sure that you go ahead and go back and listen to the intro on this particular episode, because you will be able to tell the difference in audio quality. It is all about helping other people, but when we do that, we end up helping ourselves too. When I put together the episode about mic quality today on Strong Body, Strong Soul, it made me realize that this mic on the phone isn't as good as I used to think it was. Do you hear? Do you hear a little bit of static between my words? That happens too. Shoot. Anyway, have a good day. Thank you for listening. Bye. Check out the show notes, by the way, on this particular episode, because I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put a link to Maria's Techie Tips Facebook group page. I forget what you call it, but it's public. It's public. So that means that even if you're not on Anchor, we can have a conversation over there. I'm going to go ahead and put this particular link to this particular episode there. And if you have any comments or questions, go ahead and feel free to interact over there. And perhaps I'll set it up so that it can be public and be like a shopping mall for Anchor content creators. We'll see. Let me know what you guys think.